step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry with us for a global update. All kinds of things going on around the world. Some rather strange things, strange changes are taking place, particularly in the cosmic area of things. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Where do we start? With Donald, the Donald? He's under siege. But then again, he's always under siege. It just seems to be getting deeper.
It's really interesting, especially as we watch this pivot to the Middle East, because at the same time that Donald's moving into position to go to the Middle East, to Saudi Arabia, the Vatican, Israel, it's mm-hmm. interesting that Putin is also involved in the same scenarios, with Netanyahu, with Abbas, of course, Syria and other parts of the region. And what is also interesting is this latest report that seems to be real, that there are now Russian troop monitors right on the Israeli border, the Syrian-Israeli border, and they're staving off the Iranians, the Syrians, and the Hezbollah forces that have been pushing in that area. So this is interesting where this is going.
Well, seeing that the year that we are in, 2017, and the Omega Code, and what other, there was a rabbi back in 1200, I think, who said that the messianic era would begin in 2017. So I don't find it coincidental then that the Sanhedrin, who wrote those letters to Russia, to Putin and Trump, now appear to be kind of taking shape with the embassy move and the Temple Mount move. But before that Temple Mount move, don't you think we have to have a major war over there somehow, somewhere? Something triggers something.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, what's interesting, though, is today, of course, this is Friday, May the 12th, but there were two reports came out very interesting. Abbas, in a meeting with Putin, says that Moscow must be a part of the peace process. And then Bill Koenig with Koenig Watch, who keeps tabs pretty much on Israel, Jerusalem, and, in the Middle East, has a headline. He says Abbas has decided to sign a peace deal with Israel. And he asks this question. He says, is this the Daniel 9:27 final day peace deal in the works?
Well, it certainly could well be. I mean, we know he confirmed the Antichrist, whoever that is, confirms a covenant with many for 1 week. And there's been a lot of argument over what this covenant is and blah, 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 blah. Is it a covenant with the world? Or is it just simply a covenant over there with a lot of Arab nations signing on? I know there has been a work in progress of a covenant among the Arab nations. So, yeah, that could well take place. But I would think it would have to take place after a war. There has to be some, reason for people to want to settle this Middle East processing once and for all. When they say peace and security, sudden destruction cometh. So this has all got to be tied together to 577, September 23rd, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, don't you think? The way it looks?
Well, that's interesting. Now, Breaking Israel News just put out a post says Israeli military intelligence is concerned of an attack on Israel and an increase in terror attacks. And they're stating that Israel has positioned itself to receive major missile attacks. And we know this. We've been talking the last month or two, Stuart, about the positioning that Israel has done militarily on all sides, actually. And, I watched closely, we're watching, for Daniel 8 a little bit, which that does seem to be shaping up. And at the same time, we seem to be seeing posturing for possibly Isaiah 17. What's interesting is the fact that, right now we've got the parallel program to Iran, which is North Korea, really hyperventilating.
Yes.
And of course, today, Stuart, I don't know if you heard about the news. It just came out the last little bit that North Korea now has called any new sanctions placed on them possibly an act of war. So, the sword is banging in North Korea. There's no doubt about it.
Wow. So Kim, in his usual soft-spoken manner, is threatening, I suppose, to bomb the United States, which, by the way, how many subs that have nuclear cruise missiles does he have? Does anybody actually know, really?
I don't know, Stuart, that anybody knows for sure. I know that at one time there was 5 to maybe 8 of his smaller subs that were, based, off the peninsula there. And at one time, remember, there was kind of an alarm because all of his subs became missing about the same time that, North Korea and South Korea had a sort of a shootout over that island. And, I don't know if anybody knows really where they are now. We don't know that he's got nuclear cruise missiles on these subs. We do know that one of his subs or more have recently fired a prototype missile that is a cruise missile. And also right after that, within the last 2 weeks, Iran has fired a similar, which they believe to be a North Korean missile, off of an Iranian small sub. So they're working on this. I mean, they're actually working the deal. Now, we've got that fleet, which is there at the peninsula now, and from my understanding, the U.S. and Russia and China are really they're very cautious right now because it wouldn't take much to start a war right there. And at the same time, we've got this anomaly. That's what I call it. And I'd like your opinion on that. We've got this new president that was just voted in South Korea that has leanings toward North Korea and a united peninsula, and he's not too hot on the U.S. So what do you think?
Well, of course, anybody in Seoul knows that the chances of their survival, if Trump decides, to pull the trigger, are nil. And that may be one of the reasons. I mean, it's appeasement. Well, let's negotiate with Kim. I can't imagine, doing that, but maybe they are so afraid of being eliminated that they'll do almost anything to negotiate, because as long as they're negotiating, can Trump actually attack? Of course, Trump can attack any time, but
Yeah, without preempting, he probably couldn't politically. But at the same time, you know, I couldn't confirm it, but I did see some background chatter of a possible talk going on with North Korea, possibly in Sweden. Nobody really knows. There's no real data on it. It's just out there just a little bit. But ironically, you know, the longer we wait, though, as he continues to test his missiles and getting ready for his nuke explosion or hydrogen bomb explosion, as he calls it, and mm-hmm. and testing his ballistic missiles, you know, he's gaining more and more time in building a missile that will hit at least Hawaii, if not Alaska. I mean, we don't know. He's building up his ability to deliver those nukes he does have.
Yeah, and it seems like the longer you wait, you're right, the more the technology grows, and so does the ability to strike even mainland USA. If he has these subs cruising around out there, who knows, maybe they're in the Gulf. We don't remember that dream that fella had, and we were attacked from the Gulf, from the Pacific, and from the Atlantic all at one time.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people would blame that on the Soviets, but you can't discount the possibility because Iran has kind of cozy to Putin in a way. And then you have Iran cozy with North Korea. And who knows what is in the background behind all of this. And then you've got China in the equation. If I remember, wasn't Groover had that? Oh, Dmitry Dudeman that had the vision of China and Russia and probably North Korea kind of getting together and plotting the destruction of the United States, if I remember right.
Yeah, you remember that right, Stuart, with the exception of, remember he said that there was a Russian, someone representing Russia in that meeting that he was allowed to visit in the spirit, and he saw the Chinese leader, and he said, remember, he said there was two other leaders were represented there, but he couldn't remember their names, and I wonder now if maybe they're North Korea and Iran.
That could very well be. Because they hate the United States. Well, essentially, the whole world hates us at this point. Donald's trying to mend a few fences, but, you know, when you're going to try and bring or heal America, I mean, it's just not going to work. We know it's not going to work from biblical prophecy. We would have healed Babylon, but she would not be healed. So, If Trump is the person who is to bring about a North Korean conflict, that triggers a whole set of situations. Because I think we spoke of this before, but if Iran and North Korea are buddy-buddy, and maybe even have treaties with each other, who would know? And Trump decides to take out Kim. I don't know exactly how they would do that. That would take a military strategist to accomplish something of that nature. But would not Iran at that point have a reason to go forth? Because I would think they would probably figure they're next on the list. It's kind of like the Comey situation right here in Washington. I think a lot of those people are upset simply because they might figure we're on the way out. They're going to do investigating, and they're going to find out all about this stuff with Hillary, the Clinton Foundation, Pedogate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That might be one of the reasons why all the bellicose and really insane remarks coming out of major media. But let's go back to North Korea. If Trump were to do something of that nature, he did say, if you do another nuke test, we're going to have problems with that. Did he not? I think he's kind of put himself into a box.
Well, not only that, Stuart, you know, he mentioned that, but he also, remember, in earlier briefings, he said that that he was going to take on North Korea, and remember he said Iran, and remember he said in North Korea and Iran, what I'm going to do, he said, I'm not going to tell you ahead of time. Remember that? That was clearly a threat.
Yes, I do.
So they would really be justified in believing that they're next.
Well, that would trigger a whole series of events because you've got the Isaiah 17 trigger, you've got the Daniel 8 trigger, and that would trigger Ezekiel 38 and 39. And nobody knows exactly what the timing is for the Ezekiel 38-39 conflict, but my guess is that the United States basically is taken out in the early phase of the Ezekiel 38-39 conflict. Reason being, militarily, we would be the only ones who could come to the real aid of Israel. Israel's not liked by Europe. They'd probably just sit back and twiddle their thumbs, hoping that Israel would be destroyed. We're the only ones who could probably come to her aid. So if I was a military general in Russia, I would neutralize America.
Yeah.
Which I think it happened. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention there's an alert that came out today that we had mentioned once before, but this is the second time this has occurred. Quail Alerts put it out, but it was from a UK publication reporting today that North Korea, and I'll read this and get your opinion. It says North Korea sends
yes.
eerie coded radio message that risks sparking global war, defiant act that heaps pressure on the Korean Peninsula.
Wow, so they're doing their number system again.
Yeah.
excuse me. So does that mean that they're getting ready for war? Or
well,
does that
you
mean
remember,
he's just stirring the pot?
You know, we're really not sure, but if you remember before World War II, you remember before Pearl Harbor, those coded messages that were being sent. And if you look historically, that's kind of how you begin alerting your embeds and your spies and your saboteurs in another location that you're going to attack as you begin to send them coded messages.
I think this is going to go down suddenly without much warning. We're going to either wake up or have a news interlude where they break in and say, North Korea has been attacked, or North Korea has attacked, or North Korea has ignited a nuke, like the remote viewers talked about with Ed Dames.
Yeah,
but,
and tying in, I was just going to say, tying in your scenario, Koenig News, which is Bill Koenig's watch, put out a headline today, and it says, top U.S. Army General Joseph Dunford aligns with Israeli concern, and he's in Israel, by the way, and says, over Iran and its proxies, reports Israeli News and Jerusalem Post. So you've got a top U.S. Army General Joseph Dunford in Israel working alongside with the Israeli military warning about Iran and its proxies. So what you keep talking about, the parallel enemies basically, are really North Korea and Iran. And
yes.
You remember just a few days ago, Israel, the I believe it was the foreign minister, had made a comment about the North Koreans and Kim, and North Korea threatened Israel. So, you know, this thing is building not only with the U.S., but it also seems to be dragging Israel into the pile.
Well, of course, it probably would, because if let's say there is a conflab over there in North Korea, Kim does something stupid, so the whole thing, then the whole world changes almost instantly, because Iran then would be considering probably their next. Israel would certainly consider that if we got into North Korea and got into a conflict there, that Iran would most likely break loose and do their thing. I think the IDF, and I'm pretty certain from comments that Netanyahu has read a lot of biblical prophecy. Not that that changes anything, really, because like Israel, when they killed the Messiah, they said, well, it's better for this man to die and save the nation, which is exactly what happened, but not in the way they thought. So you can't really outsmart the Lord in this thing. But we do have this trigger domino thing, and if the Armageddon script is actually going to be in operation, and they're sucking Trump right into a trap, we're going to be toast pretty rapidly. We just don't have the military capability anymore. Obama almost destroyed our military. And now I understand we have another sub over there joining the North Korean peninsula area. I read that today somewhere.
Yeah,
have
we've
you heard
got,
that?
I think there's been reports possibly of a sub along with that fleet that's over there, but then also a nuclear sub, U.S. nuclear sub docked in the south portion of the South Korea. And, from the report that I saw, it said it contained Navy SEALs. So there's some scenarios going on. And, of course, we've moved in the THAAD missile systems. And, it's the buildup of military assets. And we, like you said, if this begins to go down, we've been warned we could kind of take a stand and fight one battle. But we don't have a military to fight four or five locations at the same time. We just don't have it anymore. So, I remember how, the Bible talks about, in the end days, how Babylon does become toast. And so it might not be that hard to make us toast.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to be relatively easy for one reason. The Lord's hand of protection is no longer there. Excuse me. If you don't have the Lord's hand of protection over you, he can stop any defenses that we have. In fact, in that vision, can't remember the guy's name, but he was the one that was on top of the Empire State Building and saw the Statue of Liberty in the Gulf. And a hand came down and with a cup in it and said, take this cup. And the statue said, no, I will not drink. And the Lord said, oh, yes, you will drink, and made it drink. And then the Statue of Liberty kind of wanders around and then falls to its knees in the Gulf, struggles to get back up, does momentarily, and then falls over. Now, I think we're in this momentarily reprieve, possibly, that we've all wondered about with Trump being elected, because we were losing our freedoms almost overnight with Obama. Well, I can't say overnight, but he really started to erode everything. And Trump has kind of tried to turn it around. So I'm wondering if we aren't in this final phase of the vision. And, then the attack came. And the attack comes basically without any warning whatever, according to the prophecies. I guess my take on it is go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention, I would let you finish there. I was just going to mention, when you talk about attack comes suddenly, I don't know if everybody's aware of the massive cyber attack that's been ongoing today, and it covers 99 countries. It's a massive cyber attack that is shutting, well, in fact, in the U.S., it shut down FedEx and who knows what all, and of course, it's targeting medical facilities and medical records and hospitals, and it's over 99 countries that's being under attack at the moment, and it appears to be, according to Fox News alerts, a malware that is using NSA tools to do this.
Well, there was a breach I heard some time ago about NASA and how they were doing all kinds of really kind of dirty stuff. And if you take the NASA and you take the CIA, you put them together, and you go back to Psalm 2, the kings of the earth, the rulers take counsel together, and all of that, that's what we're watching. It doesn't say except for NASA, except for the CIA, or the Mossad, or the KGB, or FSB now. They're all in this together. And their goal, of course, is the elimination of Jesus Christ. And was that not the letter of Albert Pike for the three world wars? And it looks like we're right in the middle of the beginning of World War III. And this could flare up any time. But especially with the time that we're in. It's 5777 and the star sign in Revelation for September 23rd this year. That has to be a pivot point, or else what good is a sign? You know, if you have all these signs in the heavens and they don't mean anything or nothing ever happens, then they aren't signs. They aren't legitimate signs, let's put it that way. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on, and, you know, what's so interesting is, you know, I guess you could say the really weird and bizarre stuff, the Torah codes, the Bible codes, the bots, you know, all of this on-the-side data, if you will, they seem to actually harmonize with exactly what you're talking about, the signs, you know, the star signs, and also many of the dates. And a lot of it begins really zeroing in this September, this fall, 2017, or 5777, as we would call it, and that time frame.
Well, that's, you know, so much stuff. And let's get into the, you haven't heard a lot about Antarctica, but I was reading a deal, and I think you probably read it too, about this alien sub-hunter.
Yeah.
That they're experimenting with down in Antarctica. Now, the story is that they're going to ship this sub out to one of the moons of Jupiter. Can't remember which one it is, or Saturn's moons. It's one of them. The one with all the ice on it.
Oh,
wow. They want to drill down through the ice. Yeah, is that Iowa? Not Iowa.
No, Io,
yes. So that's the story. But is that really what's going on if you read between the lines? You know, we have all this activity down in Antarctica. The military is pushing more and more and more people down there. The bots say in their latest May issue that even major corporations are involved in it now, and that there's going to be massive hiring for people to go down there. And it's all about new technology that evidently has been discovered. And they also, of course, reported the alien find, the dead bodies that they found that were quick frozen to death. So would it make any sense at all to suggest that this sub-hunter, alien sub-hunter, has another purpose as well? Maybe they're looking for something.
Yeah, I would rather think. I would rather think than that this is that they're utilizing so much military and also, well, I guess we could say the industrial military or the military-industrial complex is down there, and I cannot believe they would utilize that much for just a practice run, if you will, of putting a sub on Io, where those oceans, frozen oceans and such are. I would rather think that some of the data may be accurate, that they have found something and that it may be elusive and they're trying to find more of it or locate it. It reminds me a lot of, remember the movie Predator versus Alien that was really weird, but they discovered
yes.
an anomaly, you know, with a satellite that really began all of that. And, we have had a couple of years ago, remember, some data about a satellite discovering an anomaly in Antarctica. And so it's interesting that a lot of these movies, there seems to be fact in those things.
Well, of course, I believe Hollywood always have. Hollywood has fed all kinds of information. They put out a movie, and it's dubbed science fiction when, in fact, it's really not. They've already either been there, done that, or whatever, and they just present it as sci-fi movies. I think they're much further ahead than it ever is announced. And it seems to me, I remember Stan Dale told us that, you know, they're years and years ahead of what publicly is handed out. I mean,
yeah,
the general public knows nothing about the TR-3Bs. Stephen Greer, who runs the Disclosure Project, said that, you know, we already have craft that can go faster than the speed of light. So they've probably been all over the place. In fact, one of the insiders on the gravity wave, which I want to get into too, is said that they'd already gone out and witnessed its incoming. You can't see it. You see the effects of it.
Yeah.
So they've been out there, according to that, and he said sometime in 2017, they thought, or early 2018, that it would hit the planet. And, of course, that's what Dr. Paul LaViolette claims. And I think that's all part of the New Age concepts as well, of the elevation of consciousness. Because they've already proven that when these waves come through, even if they're fairly weak cosmic waves, they change the DNA and you have mutations. And Dr. Paul LaViolette said every time one comes through, they have found in the records, mutations develop.
Hmm.
So I think we're on the cusp of something really kind of nasty. I don't know how else to describe it. And it dovetails, I think, right into the arrival, which appears to be not very far off. What do you think?
Yeah, that's really interesting because, you know, some time back we talked about the gravitational wave, and I read from one of Tom Horn's papers where they actually had technology now to access that gravity wave and somewhat monitor it. And as a matter of fact, to let it out to the public, I saw a Pew Alert with a headline yesterday. It says, physicists studying gravitational waves and ripples they're seeing and that may involve space-time. And I thought, yeah, they're leaking it a little bit. They know it's incoming, but they're not telling anybody. It's just a little news here and a little news there.
Yeah, little drops here and there to probably alert those who are, you know what's going on. Unfortunately, the vast majority of people don't pay any attention to any of this. think it's probably idiotic and foolishness, actually. Kind of like the attitude towards the Lord now. The ramping up of the hatred for the Bible, it's incredible what's really going on out there. But
that's,
I think,
phenomenal.
You said it well. We were talking about police and how the attitudes of the police were changing. And you said it's spiritual because it doesn't make any sense. You know, the facts don't matter anymore. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And, we've shared and talked about that people seem to be just literally losing their minds. Now, I mean, we can look at the left, and nothing they do makes any sense at all. I mean, nothing that's being done by the establishment or the left today in America is to bring the nation closer together or to heal it. Everything they're doing is to divide it into destruction, and that has to be a spiritual motivation. And even my wife, Darnette, you know, she claimed, you know, you're seeing all these people losing their minds and fighting on these airplanes. And she said,
yes,
that's a spirit. She said, that looks like a spirit. She said, something's happening to people's minds and happening to people.
Well, there's been a lot of work, particularly in the scientific fields, and LaViolette's one of them, who talks about these waves coming through, cosmic waves, gamma ray bursts, whatever you want to call them. They got all kinds of radio waves. They've got infrared waves. They've got all sorts of things. But his point was, it's altering the DNA. Well, if it's altering the DNA, it can also alter consciousness, which is where the New Age is coming from on all of this stuff. And here from the spaceweather.com, May 12, 2017, cosmic rays intensify. Solar cycle is plunging to its lowest level in years. Sunspots vanish and the sun's magnetic field weakens. Cosmic rays are penetrating the inner solar system in greater numbers than usual. High altitude balloon flights over California have detected change in the form of increased radiation levels in the planet's atmosphere. And then they've got this chart that shows it's constantly climbing higher and higher and higher. And when I was looking around for this more information on what the effects are, I found one issued by the FAA, Department of Air Safety, Health and Security, Washington, Cosmic and Solar Radiation. Facts for flight attendants, and of course also crew members. And it's increasing to the point where they say if this continues, they may even have to drop off their polar runs.
Oh.
Because it's getting worse and worse and worse. Now, if you tie that back in to the New Age concept. And you remember that mystic, I think he was from Bulgaria or someplace over there in the Balkan area. And he said that he was a mystic, and he claimed that we were going to be hit with a wave, and that wave would be life-altering. And it would go two ways. People would vanish who could not go along with this. Sounds an awful lot like the rapture to me. And the others would be either elevated to a different consciousness level. What we're watching right now, according to the bots, is really kind of scary, because they get into this sun disease in depth, and it's fascinating what they're claiming they see, and it's not pleasant, let's put it that way. It's really, really deadly stuff. And you know, we've seen these zombie movies. There had to be a reason why they were doing all that. Why would the military be running military operations for zombies?
Yeah.
Now, we first thought, well, maybe that's chemtrails. Maybe they've seeded chemtrails with something that's going to turn people into zombies. But maybe it's not that at all. Maybe they already know that these cosmic waves that are coming in because of the solar minimum are going to turn people into higher consciousness or zombies. Now, the description in the bots about sun disease, I brought this up, I think, last week. Standing, in other words, just standing there, drooling, and dumbstruck.
Hmm.
Isn't that kind of zombie?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, Stuart.
Anyway,
and, you know,
you
at the same time, I was just going to say that the same time that we're having these, you know, the chatter about the incoming and the effect it's going to have, we're also having this terminology about ascensions and such as that and vanishings, and it's very strange where some of this seems to be going.
Yeah, and the bots, I didn't read this last time, but this is just another addition to what they already said about the ascension and the vanishing of people. The new meme is cross-linked to words about ascension and evolution. Well, that's what the New Age is doing, is talking about another quantum leap up the evolutionary ladder to godhood status. That's what the Book of Enoch talks about. They think themselves gods while evil is multiplied among them, which is probably the elimination of anybody that didn't, you know, have a change in consciousness. Well, we got to get rid of them. But he says here that other language that is going to get the New Age spiritual community very excited and all whipped up. The new meme is going to be feeling good, in fact, feeling transforming good. That's euphoria. Remember, we talked about the euphoric change, and it kind of goes along with the strong delusion. How do you fight a strong delusion if you have this euphoric feeling? And I think it's tied in with the arrival. Anyway, it says the idea from the details, a number of people will start reporting a new sense of well-being and a new sense of calm, a new feeling of internal energy and feelings of internal power. These sets have the New Age spiritual community going crazy over the onset of the ascension. So the ascension has two elements to it, a removal or vanishing of people, and a euphoric consciousness change.
Huh.
Sounds to me like a strong delusion. Because
wow.
Strong delusion, I've always felt, is actually based upon evolution. That we are to just simply elevate ourselves higher and higher, and then we will come in contact with the Space Brothers, and we'll merge with the cosmos and the higher civilizations that are out there. And you've got people, what's that Japanese guy? He's very, very smart. You see him on TV all the time. Yes, he talks about the three levels of civilization. We're at level one. Level two is the next one. It kind of sounds like what we're just talking about. And then level three is where you get to really control stars, control galaxies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why are we moving into this right now, and why are the bots even talking about ascension language? Now.
Yeah.
As we approach September. Why are they talking about it?
Well, recently also I'd been reading this new book of Tom Horns and Steve Quayle's, The Unearthing the Lost World of the Cloud Eaters. And it's very interesting because the book basically says it's compelling evidence of the incursion of giants, their extraordinary technology, and imminent return. And in some of the interviews that Tom Horn recently did with the different Native American shamans, especially the Hopi or Dene, and the number of tribe shamans, or as some people would call them, elders, they were told, and they were led to a meeting. The Smithsonian actually approved it, which is shocking, Stuart, because we know, and they found out that the Smithsonian for a long time had been controlling these tribes and their locations,
yes,
and the locations of these so-called portals and the technology that's buried under these portals. And now they're releasing it to Tom Horn because, as Tom Horn's book says, imminent arrival.
Yeah, I think it is very imminent. I mean, we're getting the September 23rd date has to be a pivot. If it's really true, and I'm convinced it is, because you've got Jupiter coming in, and a lot of arguments claiming all the star signs, a bunch of hooey, there's nothing to it, but there is, absolutely is. When you have two tetrads bookending Passover tabernacles, the Lord is definitely telling the human race, verily, verily, I say unto thee, and especially to Israel, because that was a warning that he is about to go back to the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants and remarry Israel and finish up this whole thing, as Daniel says, to finish up the transgression and to bring in the Most Holy. And so we got to be on the verge of this. There's too many signs converging everywhere. Everywhere. And you're talking about Russia having troops along the Golan border. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Why would they be doing that? There's something in the wind here about the... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you said, why would they be doing that? Well, it certainly, you know, certainly up to this point, Stuart, we have not seen Russians or Russian troops in the Middle East, in Syria, and right on the border of Israel. That's never happened before. And recently we've also had Russian generals that were meeting in Israel with the Israeli military. And that is the first time ever, other than prophetic, that this has occurred. But here we are. We've got the Russians. You know, we've talked for years about the Russians, even when they called it the Soviet Union. But we talked about the Russians and Israel in the last days, et cetera, et cetera. But we never had the scenario where they were there. Now we've got them standing there.
Yeah. Yeah, what did Putin say? They can be down there in about an hour and a half, 2 hours, with all their military. Remember Ezekiel, like a cloud to cover the land? I think there something happens where, excuse me, where Putin is forced to come down into the Middle East. I'm not exactly sure what it is. However, if he has treaties with Persia or Iran, and Iran goes sailing off to the northeast, south, and west to conquer, and Trump comes in, and if you read Daniel 8, it sure sounds like the United States coming in with all kinds of aerial weaponry to put it all down, that brings Russia down into it. And so you could say that perhaps Daniel 8 is a trigger for Ezekiel 38 and 39, I guess we're just going to have to kind of watch and see, but it just seems very, very strange what's going on. All of a sudden, all of this is starting to appear as we move towards that September 23rd Feast of Trumpets date for this year. And it appears that people are losing their mind. Getting back to that. Oh, you had a Bible code you wanted to talk about.
Well, let me give you this quick headline. I saw it today on Yahoo News. They were reporting. You remember Sucker Fall, of all people, came out, I guess, a few days ago about a possible hit that had been approved against Trump. You remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Well, this just a very interesting caption came out in Yahoo News. It says, if reported correctly, it says that the Boeing personnel that had worked recently and worked on the Air Force One that Trump flies in, and he's getting ready for his flight to, of course, a number of locations around the world and the Middle East included.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that they found suddenly that these personnel from Boeing had used contaminated tools, which is a no-no on Air Force One, and it's very possible if they hadn't have found the intrusion that it would have started fires inside Air Force One in operations and brought it down. So did the Lord take care of Trump ahead of time? I wanted to share that before
sounds
I did
like
the tour code.
Yeah, no, that sounds the Lord's hand is on Trump. He'd be dead already.
Yeah.
He never probably would have even got elected, Larry. I don't think he would have got elected.
I agree. Or matter of fact, after he got elected, I was kind of shocked that he was allowed to actually be sworn in Washington.
Yeah, I was wondering about that myself. But if the Lord wants him there for a specific reason, when that reason is finished, then Trump is gone. And I don't know if it's Obama or who it is, Al Gore maybe, or maybe Donald Duck will take the presidency. I don't know, but I can't see Trump lasting much longer, actually.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Barry Rothman just did, and we'll get into this Torah code real quick because I'd like your opinion on the terminology in it. Barry Rothman
yes.
has just done one, May the 10th, on Trump fires FBI Director James Comey. And let me read you the matrix here and then get your comment. It's 1 through 9. Number one,
mm-hmm.
James Comey. Number two, leak. Number three, Trump. Number four, Putin. Number five, Clinton. Number six, smash the enemy. Number seven, astonished will be your enemies. Number eight, sentence. Number nine, according to the ordinance.
Mm. Wow. So that almost sounds like what we're getting back into Comey. And you know, once something starts to unravel, it just picks up speed. And the left, the communists, are attempting every effort to get rid of Trump before the unraveling can really, really begin. I was reading an article here not too long ago where they say that insiders are saying that this is all going to lead to Pedogate and the Clintons, and the email stuff may come back in. And once the elite begin to figure out that they may be going to prison, you know, and he's really coming out. Sessions just came out today with more law and order, where they're going to go after drug users and all that, and really slam them hard.
Yeah, I'd like to dovetail this in real quick. It's not part of the code. This is an event that
mm-hmm.
happened in the last 24 hours or so. Matter of fact, there's a headline on Drudge today, and the headline is, "Are there Trump tapes?" In other words, are there some tapes, question mark. Now, what's interesting, you remember, I guess it was yesterday, Trump did a little Twitter thing, you know, on his Twitter account, and remember he told James Comey, he said, be a little careful because there might be some tapes of our conversation.
Yes.
And guess what happened today? You probably hadn't heard it yet, but they came out with a news alert this evening that suddenly – James Comey now has refused to come in to a closed meeting of the Intel Committee and be questioned. So he's staying out. He's not coming in for talks.
Sounds like Susan Rice.
Yeah, well, she's not
they
either.
Don't want to
you know, come she's refused. Yeah, I think you're right. I think Trump is pulling on a string that if it ever begins to unravel, it'll do it quickly.
Yes. And I know Trey Gowdy there, he said, well, you know, they asked him about Susan Rice not wanting to voluntarily come in, and he said something like, it's kind of funny, actually. He said, well, there's more than one way to invite someone to testify before Congress. and went on to, you know, talk about subpoenas. So that, I think this is why the left has gone so totally insane over Comey. They are deathly afraid that something is going to come out that they have been trying so hard to keep secret. Some insiders said that Comey was told, you protect Hillary Clinton at all cost. Whatever you have to do, she is not to be indicted. So they're trying to cover up something. And probably it's the pedophile rings. It's probably, if anybody had Russian collusion, it wasn't Donald Trump. It was Hillary Clinton. You know, she made the deals with for the uranium deal. And we shipped a bunch of uranium to Russia. And so any collusion would be with her. And I don't know what part of the Russian deal would be, because I don't think Putin cares for Hillary Clinton at all. So it is kind of complex, and I guess we'll never know quite what's going on. But I did hear Judge Napolitano make a comment. He said something about there's more to this than is meets the eye, basically. That this is deeper than what we're being told. And so I wonder if Trump or Sessions did not find out something in the Comey records. Maybe they were going through some of the stuff and found some collusion between he and Hillary Clinton and the Attorney General back then. So,
well, also, too,
that
sure
would infuriate Trump. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention before, I know we're going to run out of time shortly, but I wanted to mention somebody that they seem to have buried, but I don't think he's completely buried yet, is General Michael Flynn. You remember how immediately that they began to do hits on him to destroy him completely, and actually used the unmasking and the leaks, illegal leaks, to bring him down because they were scared to death of him. And remember, you know, they said that they were scared of General Michael Flynn because they knew where the bodies were buried, whatever that means. And, you know, you and I talked, and I said, well, I bet you if Flynn knows, then Trump now knows.
Yeah, and there were reports about Trey Gowdy being, they're upping his security, and I heard, I have not been able to vet any of it, but I've seen the reports two or three times that the two FBI agents that were down investigating the Clinton Library or whatever it is down there, I'm not sure why
they're
there. They're dead. Yeah, did you hear that,
too?
Yeah,
they were kidnapped and killed. They found their vehicle, and then they found their bodies in a field. And, yeah, the two FBI agents have been killed. And then the investigators, rather, that Trey Gowdy was using, and then he and his family had to go into protection and are being protected. This thing is really beginning to get out of bounds, but I think you hit on something. They are scared to death of what might come unraveled or released that they cannot believe that people would ever want to know.
Yeah, and that could be very, very deadly. I'd like to close out with showing how people are crazy. This is a really short article. Mud jeans are, so last week, the latest destroyed fashion item played up social media, and now we have a pair of ripped up sneakers that are going on the market to sell for $1,425 at Neiman Marcus. So do you want a pair of torn-up sneakers? Well,
oh my God.
Doesn't this show something is really wrong? I mean, really wrong with people? Yeah, the whole thing. You're going to have to be very, very careful out there now, I think. People are just losing it for no particular reason. Yeah. How do people reach you, Larry?
Oh, the quickest way is just check my blog. If they hadn't attacked it yet, LarryWTaylor.org, LarryWTaylor.org.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on. And, folks, join our Night Shadows membership. There's a lot of stuff on there, a tremendous amount of stuff. It's updated almost daily. And, of course, Larry updates his blog more than once daily usually. So a lot of information, and things are starting to happen really, really fast. So, again, thanks, Larry, for coming on. I really appreciate the work you do. And, folks, it's a heads up. It really is. We're moving in towards something that's not going to be pleasant. Anyway, thanks for listening, and good night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.